For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The most iconic name in modern art history might well be that of Andy Warhol. Even casual observers of the art world know about his works depicting soup cans or celebrities like Marilyn Monroe. The Broad Art Museum on the MSU campus will be the site of an exhibition of works by Warhol starting this weekend. Andy Warhol, A Day in the Life, can be seen through May 6th. The exhibition was curated by Stephen Bridges of the Broad Art Museum. He tells me that it includes pieces from the museum's collection, along with others that are on loan from other institutions.
There will be examples of his work across most media, including screen prints, film, photography. And really for me, one of the key driving interests is the photography. And that was one of the major gifts from the Warhol Foundation was this trove of black and white photography and Polaroids by Warhol himself. And specifically, the black and white photography really drives home the point that I'm interested in for this exhibition, this concept that is built into the title, A Day in the Life, of kind of pulling back the veil on who Warhol was and a little bit about his everyday life, the things that he did, the places he went, and the people that he interacted with.
It's interesting to think about his approach to photography in those days and how modern day life, we're all sort of Andy Warhols. We're all documenting everything. Everyone posts photos of what they had for lunch or their cat or that sort of thing. He was doing that 50 years ago with Polaroids.
That's exactly right. And it's amazing to see that. And that's really what struck me upon looking through the collection and seeing those photographs was really, in a sense, how mundane they are. They are not glamorous photographs. They're not even well composed. They're truly actually diaristic. Warhol carried a camera with him beginning in the 70s, pretty much everywhere he went, and photographed pretty much everything he came across. And it's that insight into him as an individual that these photographs actually allow. And kind of, for that reason, they're actually quite exciting.
Tell me about pieces that are on loan in this exhibition as opposed to those that are in the Broad Museum's collection.
Absolutely. I mean, to round out the display, I did go out and seek a number of loans. The three screen tests that I mentioned are from the Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh, and they were very generous in lending those works to us. There is a loan of a work, of a screen print, in support of presidential candidate McGovern in 1972, a screen print of Richard Nixon, his re-election campaign. And that comes from, actually, our board chair and collectors in Detroit, Alan and Rebecca Ross, which we're very thankful for. One other loan I'd like to mention is a loan from the Flint Institute of Art by a painting by Martin Hoffman. And the Flint Institute of Art also has a fantastic collection. And this painting is a portrait by Hoffman made at Warhol's bequest of Warhol in his studio space. And I included this work also to not because it's an image of Warhol, but it shows a relationship that Warhol had with other artists in New York at that time. And so you have to understand his larger cohort and the period and the peers in which he was a part of. I'm also planning to borrow a series of photographs from Billy Name, who is an artist associated with Warhol's factory. It was actually the factory, his studio space in New York, its first archivist. And Billy Name has a number of photographs that document Warhol at work, so I want to include those as well.
The exhibition is Andy Warhol, A Day in the Life. You can see it at the MSU Broad Art Museum through May 6th. We've been talking with curator Stephen L. Bridges. He put this exhibition together. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.